Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, why did Burnley sack Sean Dyche? It was no secret that Burnley boss Sean Dyche was under pressure. His side were facing the real prospect of relegation to the Championship, after winning just 4 games this season and losing 14. But it was still a shock when Burnley decided to sack him 2 days before they were due to face West Ham on Easter Sunday.
Dyche, of course, the longest serving manager in the Premier League, having been in charge of the Clarets for 9.5 years. He'll go down as one of the most successful in the club's history. This season, they are already struggling in the relegation zone, but he has seen his side promoted twice from the Championship. He's achieved 2 top half Premier League finish and qualified for Europe for the first time in 51 years.
Many argued that Sean Dyche had earned the right to see the season through to its conclusion. They said that if Burnley did go down, he has proven experience in getting them back up to the top flight. And even if Burnley's fans were disgruntled with current form, the majority were loyal to Sean Dyche when news of his sacking broke.
Flabbergasted again. Just absolutely shocked. There's no need for it right now. It's the wrong time to sack him. It's the wrong time.
Absolutely gutted, to be honest with you. I think, you know, what he's done for the club in terms of taking us to Europe, into the Premier League for, I think, 7 seasons. I mean, I'm just on my way down to London for the weekend and to watch the game on Sunday, and I'm not sure what the reaction will be, but I suspect there'll be a lot of support for Dyche. And unless they've got a clear plan on who they're bringing in and that person's of a higher calibre, then it makes absolutely no sense to me.
Sean Dyche has been on a long journey with Burnley supporters. There's even a pub in the town called the Royal Dyche. The owners confirmed that the name will remain. In many ways, the no-nonsense boss seemed like a perfect fit for the club. They've spent a lot of time in the lower leagues throughout their history and are one of only 5 teams to have won all 4 professional divisions of English football.
We're Burnley. Our identity is about being pragmatic and about being stoic. And people say it's not the best football to watch, but we're a Premier League club and we're punching above our weight.
So why was Sean Dyche booted out?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One man who hasn't been on the Sean Dyche journey from the start is owner Alan Pace. But when he took over the club 18 months ago, he seemed supportive.
We've spent a lot of time looking at football and at football clubs. And what attracted specifically to Burnley had a lot to do with the passion of the fans, the quality of the club and the way that it had been managed, the longevity of the coaching staff, and the ability for us to see a path to growth.
In September last year, Sean Dyche even signed a new contract with the club, one that would take him to the end of the 2025 season. And 2 months later, Alan Pace told the Daily Express that he was committed to keeping him in charge, regardless of relegation. So far then, we don't have many clues about why Sean Dyche was sacked. Rumours in the press have suggested the manager and the owner had differing visions about player recruitment. Alan Pace wanted to bring in younger foreign players and even had his own head of recruitment called Mike Smith. Sean Dyche wanted dependable, more experienced recruits, a formula that had worked for him in the past. Another theory is that it's down to player power.
Wasn't an entire surprise to the players. They were broadly supportive of it.
Reports like that have suggested that the Burnley players thought Sean Dyche's methods had gone stale, that they were no longer working. Whatever the reason, sacking such a long-term manager with just 8 games to go is an unusual move. And perhaps, as an owner that's new to football, Alan Pace doesn't realise what a risk it is. Because if Burnley go down, fans and pundits will all be asking one question. Could Sean Dyche have saved them? Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's story, why not subscribe to The Playmaker on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes? It was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Studio Klong.
The Playmaker.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.